Good morning. Mishnayos are studying this. They are every single day. Lulei Nishmas Sora Malka Baser Reb Yitzchak. We are studying Masechta Taros. We are in the first parak Mishnayos Zion and Ches. And so the next Mishnah discusses the contraction of Tumah by pieces of dough that come together. Says the Mishnah, Mikratzos Noshkos Zobizo. What if I have slices of dough that stick together? Or if I have loaves that cleave to one another. So nitmeis achas meyem kit b'sheretz kulan techila. If one of them becomes tamei with the tumas sheretz, if one becomes tamei because it contracted direct tumah, right? So they are all going to be considered a rishon b'tumah. Pirshu, and if they separated from being attached to one another, they do not lose that status kulan techila. B'mashkim, what if they became tamei through coming into contact with a mashke? With a liquid. Now, the rule in halacha is that mashkim are by definition a rishon, and they make something into a sheni. So therefore, if the pieces of dough that are stuck together happen to come into contact with a mashke, kulan shnios, they are all going to be shnios. Pirshu, what if they separated? So kulan shnios, they remain in the sheni status. Biadayim, what happens if they became tummy because they came into contact with hands? Chazal instituted a principle of tumas yadayim. We're going to have a whole mesecta on that called meseches yadayim. And what Chazal decided is that yadayim shnios heim, that the hands are going to be considered shnios. And so therefore the pieces of dough that can come into contact with something that's already a number two, those things will become shlishios, they'll become a three. Pirshu, if they separated, kulan shlishios. If they became separated, they remain with their status of being a shlishi. However, the Mishnah continues in Mishnah Ches, Mikretzes Shoset Chila, what if it was a slice of dough that was started out as a rishon l'tuma? Behishek la'acheros, and then other pieces of dough attached to the dough. And so as a result, they are now all of a sudden considered attached, kulan tchila. They all take on the same status. However, Pershu, if they became separated, then he tchila v'kulan shnios. It's going to be considered a tchila. It continues as a rishon, and they are just things that came into contact with the rishon, making them what? A sheni. Ha'isa shnia v'hishech la'acheros. What if it was a sheni and it touched others? Or others attach themselves to it, so kulan shnios, they become shnios. Pirshu, if they separated, he shnia v'kulan shlishios. If they separated, it remains a sheni, and the others become a shlishi l'tama. Ha'isa shlishis v'shechalach eros, if it was a shlishi, and the others touched it, so he shlishis v'kulan taharos, it's going to be a shlishi, the others will be tar. Bein shepirshu, bein shelo pirshu. It doesn't make a difference whether they separated or not, because there's no other level for a dough to go. Once the dough is going to be in contact with the shlishi, the only thing that's left for it to be is nothing. Because after that level in Tumah, we only have for Besar Kodesh and Paraduma, which would be relevant to a Revi and a Chamishi, and neither one is applicable to dough. Okay, we'll stop here. And Besos Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.